This is Ozarks at Large. This month, Ozarks at Large, along with several other outlets across the country, is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout the month, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek speaks with Fort Smith City Administrator Carl Gefkin about his job title.
I think many of us are familiar with having a mayor of a city. But like in your case, there are also positions like city administrator. What kind of governing bodies are there in Arkansas?
In the state of Arkansas, there are, I'll say, three main forms of municipal government. Mayor council, which is by far the most prevalent. City council manager, where there's a city manager and a board of directors. And then city administrator or council administrator, which three cities in Arkansas have that form of government, Fort Smith, Barling, and Siloam Springs. So in a city administrator form of government, I, as city administrator, report to the board of directors. The board creates and sets policy. They are the legislative and executive branches of government, and I am the person that runs the day-to-day operations, implements policies set forth by the Board of Directors, brings policy recommendations to the Board of Directors, and implements all ordinances and resolutions passed by the Board of Directors. So really, it's the city administrator position is one that is the CEO of the city, and the board of directors, they are just that. They are the board of directors, and they set the policy and direction for the city.
And in that case, what's the mayor's role in a city that also has a city administrator?
The mayor's role is key. Technically, if you read the code, they say it's ceremonial. And that's true. However, the mayor is the person that can and does meet with the people beyond what I would do as city administrator, because I'm usually very busy trying to work with all the department heads. But he's out there being the person who listens to the residents, as do all the board of directors, works with and champions the city for new businesses or maintaining businesses. And he is also the person that is out in the community very frequently. And that is indeed the role of the mayor. That's why I hate to say that it's ceremonial, because it's really much more than that. It's there as a stabilizing influence as well. It's a position that I like to sit down and speak with and you know, bounce ideas off of. And so that's the role of the mayor.
So a mayor is elected by the people of the city that he or she will be overseeing. What about a city administrator? How does one become a city administrator?
The city administrator, like a city manager, is appointed by the board of directors or city council, depending on its name. Here in Arkansas, it's board of directors. So when I was hired, there was a nationwide search by a recruiting firm for which I applied and then went through a pre-interview process. And then the recruiter presented their candidates to the board of directors, and the board chose the people they wanted to interview. And then over here in Fort Smith, it was done over a series of weeks where they met with their top three candidates. And I was fortunate enough to be chosen.
And the board of directors is elected as well.
Absolutely. We have, I believe it's the same for the city manager form of government. We have seven board of directors, four of which are elected from specific wards in the city, in this case Fort Smith, of course, and the goal is to have a near equal population allocation, and ideally, if it can be done, also the demographics. And then there are three board of directors who are elected at large. That means they are elected from the entire population of Fort Smith, and they do not represent any specific ward, but the entire city.
Thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
That was Fort Smith City Administrator Carl Gefkin speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek as part of our continued civics education series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can learn more at purplefordemocracy.org.